Welcome to the Mate Debaters Podcast. I'm Natasha and I'm joined with my husband Orlando, and we are a millennial couple sharing our opinions and views on a myriad of topics ranging from marriage, wellness, all the way to entertainment. So let's jump into a new debate. Welcome back to another episode of the Mate Debaters. On today's episode, I would like to discuss parenthood. So as we mentioned in a previous podcast, we are going to be We're expecting our first child due this September. So as we get ready to embark on this new adventure of parenthood, just wanting to talk through some fears, dreams, and some goals. So Orlando, do you want to get us started? So what are some of your goals for your future child?
Goals? I think we should wait till the child gets here. I don't know. I don't think that far ahead as far as goals go, because, I mean, you can have a plan laid out, but things could go another way. Like, we could have the college route laid out. They decide they want to go the trade route, or, I don't know, they make it big doing something. So, I think the main thing I want is just to make sure they're a productive member of society and that they give back to the world more than they take from it. I think that's the main thing for me.
I love that. That's beautiful. Yeah, I think when I think about goals, I don't try to put too much emphasis on specific goals. Like you mentioned, you know, they have to go to college or they have to get this type of job. I want them to be kind. I want them to be happy, loving.
Well, I do have a take on college. And Natasha and I kind of differ on that. As far as it concerns children, so I'm big on education, not necessarily college, especially college in the United States because it costs so much. It's really going to be a decision because right now, I mean, college costing hundreds of thousands of dollars. So if nothing changes 20 years from now, I mean, how much are you going to be in debt? So I think that's something to consider with children. Like, maybe I want to steer them in a different direction, or maybe I want to talk to them about, hey, try to get as many scholarships as you can, or, you know, academic or athletic. But just really looking at if none of that comes to fruition, are they going to... I don't want them to take on the debt, basically. So,
and I agree. I definitely think there's more than one way to be successful. I think the college route is a more traditional route and in some cases could be viewed as a safer route, even though having a college degree doesn't guarantee that you're going to find a job. And with the student loan debt crisis, of course, I can definitely understand why people may kind of try to go a different route as it relates to that. So I'm definitely open. I think growing up with my Haitian heritage, it was really an option. Like, I was going to college and I was going to get, you know, not just one degree, but two degrees. But I think for our child, I'm definitely more open. The older I've gotten as far as what options are available to them, and understanding that it doesn't have to be the same roadmap that I followed or that you followed. So I'm definitely more open, and I know college isn't for everybody. So in the past, you couldn't have told me that. I would have said, no, they're going to college. But
and I think that's what's the word I'm looking for? That's why we're fortunate to live in a first world country. I mean, I do have my problems with America. We can get on that in a later podcast. But, you know, being that our parents are immigrants, hers from Haiti, mine from Jamaica. I mean, I am too because I'm from Jamaica. But in those countries, and we just came back from Costa Rica, and you can see in those countries, you don't really have a lot of options as far as it comes to how am I going to get out of here. It's kind of like living in the inner city. You know, you can't say, oh, I'm going to just do a trade because, yeah, you can have a okay job, but you're probably not going to get out of the inner city. Like, you're either thinking sports, education, or entertainment. And I feel like it's the same thing in third world countries. Keep that in mind, that inner cities in the U.S. aren't very different from third world countries. So I just think we're fortunate that our child would have those opportunities, and just a lot more than we had, because we're going to make sure financially they're set as well, but also that they understand, like, hey, you're very fortunate. There's not a lot of people that have what you have, you know, because we definitely, one thing we can agree on, we definitely don't want a spoiled brat that just thinks they're entitled to everything.
So now I'm going to pivot a little bit. How do you think parenthood is going to change you, if at all?
Change me? I don't know. I haven't had a child yet. I mean, it's not born, so I can't really, I don't have an idea of how I'll be changed. I mean, you hear all this stuff from everyone, like, oh, it'll change your life, or you'll wonder why you didn't have kids earlier, and everyone's different. I mean, I'm going to love my kid, but I don't think it's going to be this grandiose change where I'm like a completely different person. But who knows, right?
I think we are going to be completely different people. In this, I mean, at the root, we will be who we are. We have our foundation built, but I do think it'll change us in what we choose to prioritize. I mean, I definitely feel like we already prioritize our family, but even more so. And I think the biggest way, all the leisure time that we've become accustomed to will kind of be no more. And I'm okay with that.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, we have leisure time. I feel like we'll still make time for that. And as the years go on, as they get older and they can do stuff.
Like, I hope we can still make time for that.
I think we can. But one thing I think about when it comes to kids is that while Natasha and I will love our children, I don't want us to invest our everything into our child.
And lose who we are as a couple. I think that's important as well, to maintain that. And
not just as a couple, but also as individuals, right? Because you have a lot of people that just put everything into their children, which also puts pressure on the children.
I agree.
But then it's like, your kids are going to move out at some point, and it's like, what do you have left? Like, what's your purpose in life? You still have to have a purpose outside of your children.
I agree. Because I definitely don't want it to be something where, you know, 30 years, maybe that's a big jump. I'll say 20. 20 years down the line, you know, kids are moved out and we're looking at each other and we don't know the other person, you know? I definitely want to make sure that we are maintaining that bond, that relationship, that friendship, everything that we've worked to build before our kids came, understanding that, you know, there's a lot of unknown and new exciting adventures that await us with children. And for parents who might be listening, you know, we may sound naive, but we're going into it with kind of this mindset, definitely open to what's to come, and understanding that, you know, what we have set forth and planned, things don't always go as planned, but I think it's good to kind of have some kind of a foundation or a goal of what we want parenthood to look like for us.
I will say one thing, though, and for the most part, I've kind of been like this. I've always wanted to be an entrepreneur. The 9-to-5 hustle is not for me. People have ambitions of, you know, getting to the executive level, you know, the board of directors or whatever that stuff is. Like, I never cared about that. I never cared about being someone's boss. I just want to be in control of myself, and not have to other people under me unless it's my own thing. Like, I don't want to be a boss for somebody else's company. So for me, I've always had that entrepreneurial spirit and just kind of trying to find different ways and different avenues that I can get us to that passive income life where we can have our freedom. And I think one thing that this child, Noah, has done is kind of jump-started us into just, you know, really wanting that lifestyle even more, because, you know, I can see it in Natasha, like, we've had a lot of times where we've kind of procrastinated on things we wanted to do. We've had the mate debaters for a very long time, but just never utilized it for anything. And it's just like, you kind of get a kick now that you're like, oh man, I'm going to have a kid. You know, I want to spend as much time with my child.
I agree. It definitely lit a fire under me, which I'm excited about. There's definitely something to be said about having that extra motivation. And I definitely feel like, you know, Noah, our son that's on his way, has definitely given us that because, you know, like Orlando mentioned, we've had ideas, we've started things, stopped things, procrastinated. But I think when you have a bigger goal or a bigger purpose as to the why behind something, it adds as an extra motivation. And I mean, I'd be lying if I said that wasn't kind of a big catalyst for starting our podcast, because we've talked about doing projects together. And one day I just woke up and I was like, let's do a podcast and ordered, you know, the mics off Amazon and really just threw away all the barriers that I would normally set for myself. Like, oh, we don't have a logo. You know, we got to find music. We got to do this. We got to do that. It was just like, let's just do it. We'll make mistakes. We'll figure it out along the way. Everything doesn't have to be perfect. And I feel like I am definitely approaching parenthood that way. As far as, you know, expectations and goals, I, you know, can read all the books. We can read all the books we want, watch all the videos we want, but every child is different and every person's journey is different. So just jumping into it with an open mind, knowing that the base of what the goal is, at least what I have for our son, what I mentioned earlier, wanting him to, you know, be kind, be loving, like you said, give back to the world. So yeah.
Yeah, and I'll just add that I'm really just a voice on the podcast, to piggyback on what Natasha said. Like, she's kind of spearheaded this whole thing, like finding our, I guess you'd call it, the logo, the music,
designing the logo.
Yeah, really, she handled designing the logo, getting us on the different platforms, you know, ordering the mics, just really everything. So it's, you know, just very refreshing just to see both of us just kind of say, hey, let's just do it, you know, because we talked about, I think on the first pod, we talked about paralysis by analysis, and we just kind of wanted to, because one thing I don't want us to happen is that, because procrastination is like everyone's kind of vice, I don't want that to be passed on to our child. I want them to know that they...
I know, but you know, I'd be lying if I said I don't work good under pressure as well, because Lord knows, waiting to the last minute to do my research papers, I've gotten some really, really good work cranked out.
Well, you work good under pressure because stress helps you, you know, work better, function better. Like,
in some cases,
if you're in danger, you know, you see these stories of where mothers are like lifting cars off of their children because adrenaline and everything. Yeah. So, but I mean, if you actually gave yourself time to do the work,
yes,
then you wouldn't have to stress about anything.
I feel like we'll have no choice.
And you'll still do a good job.
We'll have no choice being parents because, you know, if we want to do all the things we want as a family, it's definitely going to take organizing and planning. But I think we can get there. I will say, kind of going back to maybe some, I guess I didn't ask the question, but what are some of your parenting fears? I can go first. A big fear of mine I've had, and I'm sure other people can relate, is just making, or just wanting to have enough time and energy to be able to give him and our future offspring, if we are so blessed to have more. I sometimes struggle to think like, wow, where am I going to find that extra energy? Because, I mean, it's not an accurate, maybe it is accurate gauge of how I feel when I end my workday now, but I'm exhausted. And a lot of times I just want to get in the bed. And I know with a kid, you can't do that. And that is definitely a luxury that I know I'm going to miss because I love my naps, and they say nap when the baby naps, but I know that's not necessarily feasible. So that is a fear of mine, just not having enough energy. Everybody says you'll find it, and I hope that's the case. But what about you? Do you have any parenting fears?
I think, fears I may have, just being a good father and also, you know, making sure our child / children, if that happens in the future, has a stable environment. I didn't have either when I was growing up. I didn't really have a good dad, and my home environment wasn't stable. But as I've gotten older, I've seen how that's affected me, whether through trauma, Like a lot of us don't know we have trauma until we know we have trauma. Like you just kind of go through life with certain things, and then you do certain things that really just kind of exhibits that you have trauma, but you're not thinking of it that way. You know, you may cling on to people closer because you're like, well, people left me when I was younger, but you're not thinking like, oh, that's
the why behind it.
Yeah, the traumatic related thing, which is why I love therapy, and our children are going to do therapy. Yes, hands down.
Absolutely. I would say also that is something that I want to make available to our kids at a very young age. I think therapy is good for any stage of your life, any age, any person. Of course, we are here to mentor and help our child grow and navigate through this world, but I don't think there's anything wrong with having that extra added resource. And I think that today it's not as taboo to talk about therapy, which is very refreshing.
I think, sorry to cut you off really quick. I think therapy should be mandatory in schools. Like it should just be taught everywhere, because we've always lived in this world, but it seems to be exacerbated now. Like we're living in a world where people don't know how to process their emotions. So you see people lashing out everywhere. You see violence going on everywhere. And all it is because the person committing the violence doesn't know how to deal with their hurt. You know, that's basically what it is. So they just react that way. Whoever may hurt, think like, no, it's something else. Like
hurt that's, people hurt people, as the saying goes.
Yes. As the saying goes. But yeah, so that's just the fear, just kind of making sure I'm a good dad. And also stability is really important for me, because I've, you know, read studies and looked at things about children who grow up in two-parent households. It doesn't mean your mom or your dad can't raise you well by themselves, but it's really a stark difference when you see how stable, you know, where those children go in their lives when they have that two-parent household versus children who are raised in a single-parent household, especially a single-parent household in an impoverished area. It's almost like your chances of doing stuff with your life are greatly diminished. It doesn't mean that you won't do something. For every LeBron James, there's like a million other people that don't become that. You know, so we just see the LeBron James, but we don't think of the people that are from his same community where he grew up that didn't make anything in their lives, you know, whether from a lot of different factors, but it does start from that upbringing.
Yeah, I was just thinking about, it's like as we're talking more, the goals are starting to pop in my head. I think I'm going to write it down and make like a little vision board. I think I will. Travel, that's something that's very important. I think that we are very fortunate to be in a position in our lives where we have access and we can travel. We have the means to do so, whether it's domestically, internationally, and I definitely want to expose our son to all of that in all its glory, different cultural experiences, different foods. That's something that's very important to me. I cannot wait to get him his first passport.
And her speaking on, I think you can get him a passport as soon as they're born, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, I mean,
can you?
Yeah. I have to look it up. I know you can get it when they're a baby. You have to update it every 5 years. But maybe at like the 3-month mark we can get it.
And also thinking about another important thing is diversity. You know, yes. I mean, we live in the South, and while Atlanta is cool, like the South is not really diverse. You have a lot of, I mean, it's pretty much segregated. People are cool, but you still have different groups of people that don't mingle with different groups of people. I don't think it's a deliberate thing. It's just people hang around people. Whereas if you're in New York, you see you see a group of friends as Asian, Black, White, Middle Eastern. They're all friends together. You know, where when I moved down here to Georgia,
Athens, Georgia. Yes, let's Athens, be clear. Georgia. What part?
You know, but I mean, even in Atlanta, like you have Black parts of Atlanta where all your friends are Black. You have places like Buckhead or Marist School where all your friends are White. So I just want to make sure our kids are exposed to so many things and so many cultures, and that they're not closed-minded.
Yes, because I definitely had a very diverse experience going to school, and even now I have a very diverse group of friends, and I want that for our son and all of our children, because I think that's what makes life so great. But that is it for today, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us for another fun conversation. More to come as we dive into this new journey of parenthood. My name is Natasha.
I'm Orlando.
And we are the Mate Debaters.